Koch, graduate student at Rutgers University in the Department of Plant Biology and Pathology. I'll be presenting some of my research that I do there, entitled Heritability of Salt Tolerance in Perennial Ryegrass. So first, an introduction to salt tolerance. Why is it, what is it? Why is it important? Why bother studying it? Right now, there's an increasing pressure from local governments to stop the use of potable water as irrigation sources on turf sites and golf courses. Instead, they're pushing to use wastewaters like effluents, gray, and seawater. These pressures usually come at times of extreme drought. Another reason for salt tolerance is to conserve water resources. They're becoming scarce. Why not save them for drinking water and use the wastewaters for irrigation? There's a potential to save money as well. In visits to some courses in New England, they spend a lot of money when there is a drought to tank in water. Costs a lot of money for them to do that to keep some of their turf sites alive. There's also courses in turf sites that are near saltwater sources, near the ocean. They have problems with salt spray, salt intrusion in the groundwater, which is then used for irrigation, and flooding of the root zones, which will cause turf response and death. So why not just go and use effluent right now? What's wrong with it? It has a high level of total dissolved salts in it. A typical effluent water has something like an electric conductivity of 3 decisiemens per meter. Decisiemens per meter is the unit that we use to measure electric conductivity. To go out and spray that high of a salt level on turf sites now would cause salt stress injury, subsequent poor turf quality, and usually presents itself as a physiological drought due to the increased salt level in the soil. Prevents water uptake by the roots. Just for reference, I presented the electric conductivity of seawater. It's 45 and 55 decisiemens per meter. This is pretty high compared to what we see in normal effluent water. I think we're a long ways off from being able to spray, use seawater for irrigation water on cool season turf grasses, but effluent water might not be too far in the future. Presents the pictures of some examples of salt-affected sites. In the upper left, we have a salt truck in the northeast. We've all seen them before. The salt will cause roadside turf to deteriorate and die. In the upper right, we have a picture of a course that I visited in New England that has serious problems with root zone flooding during storms. And in the bottom left, we have a picture of a course that has problems with salt spray injury. This is also a course that has to tank in their water. As you can see, this is a time of drought. They let the fairways go because it's very expensive to tank in the water, so they only keep what's important, the greens, alive. And in the bottom right corner, we have a picture of a course irrigating potentially with effluent water. This will cause a buildup of salt in the soil and on the leaf tissue and cause damage to the turf. Now we'll move into the heritability end of the study. First, we'll define heritability. It's defined as the proportion of the observed variation in a progeny that is inherited. It can be broken down into two different types of heritability, broad sense and narrow sense. Broad sense is defined as the ratio of the total genotypic variance to the phenotypic variance, and it's presented by this equation here, genotypic over phenotypic, and phenotypic is measured as the variance of the environmental effects, the genotypic effects, and the interaction between the two. Broad sense heritability is also equal to the additive variance plus the dominance variance and the epistatic variances. Now, this is important. Broad sense heritability number is important because it measures the amount of the heritability that can be attributed to environment. And you can separate that from the amount that's attributed to the genotypic response. Narrow sense heritability is defined as the ratio of the additive genotypic variance to the phenotypic variance, and it's presented by this equation here. And this number is important because this is the number that we look at as breeders. This is the heritability that we can expect to be passed down from parent plants to progeny. There are two objectives to my study. The first is to determine the broad sense heritability of salinity tolerance from replicated blocks of clones of perennial ryegrass, and the second objective is to determine the narrow sense heritability of salinity tolerance from controlled crosses that were previously screened for salinity susceptibility to increase salt levels. And both of these objectives are important first steps in a breeding program for improved salt tolerance varieties. Materials and methods I'll break down into the two objectives. The first objective was the broad sense objective. It started with 142 clones planted in random complete block design. They were separated into 12 replications. Six of the replications received fresh water, and six of them received the saltwater treatment. The salt tolerance was determined using ratings of saltwater replications as compared to the freshwater replications. This is done to make sure that the numbers that we're running to determine the heritability are due only to the effects of the salt and not due to other stresses. The study is run for 2 years, and the plants were replanted each year, and the heritability estimates were done using the variance components of the mixed procedure using REML in SAS. For the narrow sense, materials and methods, it was done with 15 diallele crosses. The crosses were made in the spring of 2006. They consisted of resistant times susceptible, and susceptible times susceptible crosses. The parents had been previously screened for varying levels of salinity susceptibility. 96 individuals from each cross were planted, and they were blocked into 4 replications. To determine the narrow sense heritability from this, a mid-parent progeny regression was done where the slope of the regression line will be equal to the narrow sense heritability. The general materials and methods for the study, the salt solution was made from a mix of sodium chloride and calcium chloride. The solution was brought up to a final EC of 10 decisiemens per meter. 0.475 liters of this salt solution was put on each plant individually. A flow meter was used to measure this exact quantity out, and it was irrigated 3 times per week. Percent green ratings were done on the plants on a 1 to 10 scale. A 1 would indicate a plant that has from 0 to 10% green tissue remaining due to the salt, and a 10 would have no damage at all. Weekly soil tests were also done to quantify the amount of salt buildup in the soil. An important note is that we're doing this in an area that isn't typically known for salt-affected sites. We get a lot of rain. This is my field after, I think, 4 inches of rain on a short period of time. So this is why we use, as I presented earlier, effluent water is a 3 decisiemens per meter EC. We use a 10 decisiemens per meter. The reason for this is that we have to quickly accumulate the salt in the soil between rain events, because the rain will slow down how quickly I could build up the salt in the soil. To show this further, on the right is a graph indicating the amount of salt buildup in the soil, and the arrows indicate rain events. You can see on the left of the graph, when the rain events are close together, the buildup is very slow, but when they become more sporadic, as they did in August, we get sharp increase of salinity in the soil. For example, on August 25th, we have an EC of over 3, and according to the chart on the left, we must use moderate tolerant plants. We don't typically call cool season turf grasses species moderately tolerant. They're usually more sensitive than that. So we can be pretty sure that a perennial ryegrass plant that has a lot of green tissue remaining under that kind of stress has an advantage over the general population. On the upper right is a picture of my field. It's space planted out. Each plant receives the irrigation water individually. On the bottom left is what I use to put the treatment on the plants. It's a 500-gallon tank to which the flow meter is attached. And on the other two pictures are pretty representative pictures of what I would see in my field. The upper left picture is a plant that has some damage, but has a lot of green tissue remaining. And directly next to that plant is the picture on the bottom right that has little to no green tissue remaining. So obviously the stress has impacted that plant a lot more than the other one. As far as results, the upper left picture is a picture of the 6 blocks that received the salt treatment. You can see there are some there's damage in there with some brown plants. The one on the upper right is blocks that receive only the fresh water. And the bottom picture is an up-close picture of the salted blocks. You can see there are plants that do well. There's plants that have died completely in a wide range of different stresses. This is the ANOVA that comes out when you run SAS on the data for the broad sense. The year and the rep represents the environmental effect, but they're not used to calculate the broad sense heritability. The clone by year, and the error term, clone by year, clone by rep within year, are used to calculate it using this equation here. And the broad sense heritability for the clone is 0.7817 with the confidence interval represented below. This pie chart shows what I just presented in a little easier way to view it. What we can see is that represented by the blue area, we see that the clone or the genetic effects represent the majority of the variance components that we see in the field. The other two are what we consider the environmental interaction. As for the narrow sense heritability, when we plot the progeny mean percent green ratings and the midparent mean percent green ratings for the 15 crosses that were done for the narrow sense and run a regression line on the 15 points, the slope of the regression line is equal to the narrow sense heritability, and we get a 0.675, which is what is circled. For the conclusions, we can conclude that the broad sense heritability estimate is equal to a 0.7817. The narrow sense heritability estimate is a 0.675, which is what is considered our additive effect. So most of the genetic variation in the population is due to the additive gene effects. And we can also conclude that this method is useful in determining the heritability of populations being screened for salt tolerance. As for future work, we're going to run the broad sense heritability part of the study for a third year to make a tighter data set. We'll evaluate a second set of controlled crosses that I have already made for narrow sense again and correlate them to the data that I just presented. And we'll also identify superior clones and use them to develop new cultivars with improved salinity tolerance. For acknowledgments, I'd like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Bonos, and Dr. Meyer, the Center for Turf Air Science at Rutgers, and the funding sources, the USGA, the O.J. Noor Foundation, and ITPF. Thank you. I'll take questions now.
Time for a couple questions?
Sure. These plants are being mowed at 3 inches. It's interesting. It's 2.5 on one mower and 3 on another. So it's, let's say, 2.5. Right. The progeny were not generated in a saline solution. They were grown in a greenhouse. They were tillered out and grown in a greenhouse, and then put into the field, and then treated with the salt solution the next year. Yes. It's done by the question was how is the soil, the EC of the soil found? I'm not exactly sure of the exact method. It's done through our soil testing lab at Rutgers. I could find that out and let you know. The question was what was the percentage of the salt water as compared to the precipitation? I'm not exactly sure of the exact number, but they're getting a lot more. The frequency of the salt treatments is by far more than the what they were getting in precipitation. But the precipitation slows down my buildup of salt, so the measurements are only done in between. My ratings are only done after a significant number of only salt applications.
Thank you.